नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। So it is nice to be here with all of you. We are today assembled here to discuss about Dharma, Dharma Sabha or Satsang we call. So ordinarily in present world the word Dharma has become sometimes a reason of conflict. Religion, because different people they propose to follow different religion, they don't coexist peacefully. But that is not the real concept of religion, or in Sanskrit dharma. Dharma actually is meant for peaceful coexistence of the whole humanity, nay all the living entities. The word dharma, one of the meaning is rules, code of conduct, what a person should do and what he should not do, rules. It is very important to follow the rules so that we are successful. We do not get success just because we have skills to perform nicely. We have to follow the rules, then we get success. For example, once There was a match, cricket match, going on between two teams in a stadium. And one new batsman, very enthusiastically, he came with a bat, stood in front of the stumps, and when the ball came, he hit it hard. So hard that the ball went far away. And seeing this opportunity, he ran three times between the stumps on the pitch. Three times. What did he get? Three runs. Three times he ran, he got three runs. And the captain was happy. He came and said, "Good boy, bravo." And his team players were happy. They said, "Very nice." And all the followers of the team staying in the sitting in the audience stadium, they clapped. Said, "Very nice, very nice. Good, good. Shabash, very nice." So this person became very happy that just I ran three times and I got so much appreciation, so much claps, so much joy. So next day, early morning, he came again in the stadium. Of course, there was nobody at that time. And this time, he came on the pitch, the 22-yard pitch, and he ran 10 times. 10 times he ran. What did he get? 10 runs?
No,
nothing.
Nothing. He get nothing. Now, if yesterday he ran three times, he got three runs. Today he ran 10 times, he should get something. What does logic say? Generally, we learn aptitude test. If a person works for 2 hours and gets $2, if he works for 10 hours, he should get $20. So this person ran 10 times, but he get nothing. Why?
Because
there was no match. Because yesterday in that stadium, rules of cricket were operating. Now in the stadium, the rules of cricket are not operating. Yesterday, to come inside the stadium, you require a ticket of $10. Now even dogs were entering free, no problem. So he didn't get success yesterday because he ran. But he got success yesterday because he followed a rule which was operating in the stadium. And the rule was, if the batsman hits the ball and runs three times, he get three runs. You with me? So the reason he was happy yesterday, the reason he was appreciated yesterday, the reason he got claps yesterday is not because he ran, but because he followed a rule. Today, he ran, but there was no rule operating, so he didn't get the result. So success is not just by running, but success is by running as per rule. Running or doing work in Sanskrit is called karma. Running or doing work in Sanskrit is called karma, and rule is called dharma. So this equation, we should remember this equation. Karma plus dharma is equal to success. Work as per the rules, then it is called, it gives success. If you work but not as per the rules, it will not give you success. Somebody breaks in the house and steals, that's work. But it's not dharma, it's not as per the rules. Stealing is not as per the rules. So he doesn't get success. Short term he may think, "I got some dollars," but he's awaiting arrest. And then he'll be in miserable situation. Like as far as Indian culture is concerned, suppose a young boy and a young girl, they stay together without marriage. And they get a baby.
And same situation, a young boy and a young girl, they get married and then get a baby. Both got a baby, but the response of the society to both will be different. In the scenario where they got married and they got a baby, they will be respected. The baby will be given gifts. The new mother will be given care, gift, affection, blessings. They will be invited over to the house and fed prasad, fed food, given dakshina, given donation. But here, without marriage, who got? They may be abused. They may be given bad words. They may be disrespected. Right? In one place you get respect, another place you get disrespect. The situation is same. But the difference is, this couple got a baby with rules. That's called dharam vibha, dharam patni, wedded wife. And this couple got baby without rules. So by following the rules, so much response of the society changes. So it is important to follow the rules. So dharam, one meaning is to follow the rules. Now who makes the rules? We? No. One who created this world, he makes the rules. Like when we drive a car, we don't make rules. The traffic will, police, the traffic department will make rules. When you stay in a building or a colony, then those who are managing it, they will make rules. When you stay in a country like Australia, the government will make rules. In the same way, this whole world, we are staying in this whole world. Who will make the rule? The one who made this world. So dharma is made only by God. Man cannot make. This Hindu, Muslim, Christianity, and Sikhism, these are all man-made. They started at some point of time. We respect them, but we should understand the original dharma, which is called Sanatana Dharma, is permanent. It is not man-made. Sanatana means one which has no beginning and no end. Dharma also is defined as that quality of an object which is different from the object but cannot be separated. An object is there. There is a quality, characteristic quality, which is different from the object but cannot be separated from the object. That's called dharma of the object. For example, sugar. As soon as I say sugar, what do you remember? Sweet. Sugar is the object, sweetness is the taste, the characteristic quality of sugar. These two are different. Sugar is object, sweetness is quality. But can we separate them? Can I pick up sugar? Wait a minute, 1 second. Yeah, this is sweet. This is sugar. Can I separate them? They are separate. They are two different things. But I can't separate them. So we say, dharma of sugar is to be sweet. Because sweetness is that characteristic property of sugar which is different from sugar but which cannot be separated from sugar. You with me?
Yeah.
Water. What is that characteristic property of water which is different from water but which cannot be separated from water? That's wetness. Water is always wet. But can we separate wetness with water? We cannot separate. Water is an object. Wetness is a property. It's different. But can we different? Can we make it different? Can we separate it? We cannot separate it. If I tell Deepak ji, hey, I don't want this water. Give me dry water. It's a laugh, but it's a joke. Why it's a joke? Because it's adharma. Water's dharma is to be wet. It can't be dry. It's, we laugh on such a thing, because that's not possible. Have any one of you experienced that you are on the street, suddenly it rains, you don't have a shelter, an umbrella, but you don't get wet? Anybody has experienced that? Oh, there is no dry rain here. Not possible. So water means wet. Sugar means sweet. That's dharma. Characteristic property which is different but cannot be separated. Fire. What is that characteristic property of fire which is different from fire but which cannot be separated from fire? It's heat and light too. Heat and light. Fire means heat, hot. If a small child by mistake touches fire, what will happen? Fire will think, small child, let me cool off. Agni Devata will be very merciful. Okay, play around, cool off. No, he will be burnt. And wherever there is fire, there will be light. The darkness will go away. So fire has two characteristic properties, which are different from fire. Heat is different from fire. Light is different from fire. But can we separate them? We can't separate them. In the same way, we, the soul, what is my characteristic property which is different from me but which cannot be separated from me? That is my dharma. It's not Hindu, it's not Muslim, because I can change it, I can separate it out. A person can go under conversion. So that's not a characteristic property. Being a Hindu, Muslim, being a theist, atheist, that's not the characteristic property. That's not dharma, because it can change. You are getting me?
Yeah.
So the scriptures explain, Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. The characteristic property of the soul, the swabhav of the soul, the natural constitutional position of the soul, is to be eternal servant of Krishna, God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Doing seva, performing seva, is our characteristic property, which cannot be changed. It's different, but we can't separate it. You see any person in the office called A, what is he doing? He's serving B, boss. What is B doing? He's serving C, boss. What is C doing? He is serving D boss. What is D doing? He is serving E boss. Goes on the whole chain till the politician. Even the businessman serving the politician. Minister. What is minister doing? Serving the prime minister. What is the prime minister doing? Holding his hands and saying, I am janta ka sevak hai. I am servant of the people. So he is also a servant. Everybody in the line is a servant. Generally, in the family, the husband thinks, I am the family man, master of the house. What does he do all day? Works for the house, earns for the house. So what is actually? Servant of the family members. Right? Whole day you are working for somebody, that means you are somebody's master. Whole day you are serving for the family. So family is your master, you are servant. So husband who thinks I am, father who thinks I am servant, sorry, I am master, actually is a servant. Now what is wife doing all day? Don't know? What to guess? Of course I know this is the eternal problem. Wife, husband thinks wife don't do anything at home, wife thinks husband don't do anything at all. So wife is taking care of kitchen, taking care of kids, taking care of guests, taking care of husband. She is doing service out of love. Children, they are supposed to obey the parents. All are servants of each other. We always obey somebody else. If not, we obey our mind. Our mind says sit, we sit. Our mind says eat, we eat. Our mind says sleep, we sleep. Our mind says, change the channel, we change. Again change the channel, again we change. Again change the channel, keep on changing because the mind says. Then some channel mind says, okay, stop, this is nice. Okay. We follow the mind, we follow the eyes, we follow the ears. So we are always serving somebody else. And the beauty of life is, if I don't get anybody to do love, seva, service, I keep a dog. And whole day I take care of the dog. I bathe the dog. I clean the dog. I feed the dog. I clean dog potty. And I think I am master of the dog. Whole day you are doing what? Seva, service of the dog. But what do you think? I am master of the dog. Right? When a man goes with a dog for a walk, who walks in front? Who walks behind? Generally, who walks front, master or servant?
Master.
Right? In India, they go on a beach, big safe, businessmen, like that. So what happens? The dog, he goes in the side. The man waits. You finish your business, I am waiting. Afterwards, the man goes in the side. The dog runs away. So, the basic point is, we have that bhav, seva bhav, service attitude. We have to serve. Somebody we have to serve. We can't stop. So, it is our choice. Whom to serve? D-O-G or G-O-D? Dog or God? Our choice. Service we have to do. Which is better choice? Serve God. And in Kali Yuga, this whole time period is called Kali Yuga. There are four yugas you heard in this universe time scale. Time movement, Satyug, Tretayug, Dwaparyug, Kaliyug. In all these yugas, there are different processes of serving God. In Kali Yuga, the easiest way is to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the holy name of Krishna. What happened is, 5000 years before, one guest came to the house of Yudhishthira Maharaj, who was the emperor of the whole planet at that time. And Yudhishthira Maharaj has four more brothers, Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev. So the guest came and he met the younger one, Sahadev. He said, I want to meet Yudhishthira Maharaj. Sahadev said, Maharaj is busy in a meeting, conference. He can't meet you now. If there is any seva for me, you tell me. He said, I want to ask a very urgent question. So they said, you ask me, I will try. So the guest said, when I was coming here, I crossed a village and there was a field, grain field, rice, wheat, grain field. And in that field, there was a statue. You know, in the fields, there is a statue called Scarecrow. They keep a statue so that it looks like human and the birds don't come and eat. So I saw a field with a scarecrow, a statue, and that statue was eating rice. How is that possible? Sahadev was shocked. He said, I never heard anything like that. Beyond me. You ask my elder brother Nakul, he is more intelligent than me. So the guest went to Nakul, said, I want to meet Yudhishthira Maharaj. Nakul said, Maharaj is busy in the meeting. I want to ask a question. He said, ask me, I will try. He said, when I was coming here, I crossed a village and I saw a woman filling water from a well. You know, in villages, they have a well, no taps, well, they fill water in a... So she will fill water in a big pot, full. Then with the help of that pot, she filled four small pots, emptied the pot, and the four pot became full, and this became empty. Then in front of me, she reversed. She emptied the four full pots in the first pot, but it became only half filled. If the first full pot filled four pots, then when you reverse, it should become again full, but again half filled. How is that possible? Nakul said, I don't know. You ask Arjun, he is my elder brother, more experienced, he knows. So he went to Arjun. Arjun, I want to meet Yudhishthira Maharaj. Arjun said, Maharaj is busy. Said, I want to ask Arjun question. Said, you ask me. He said, look, when I was coming here, I crossed a forest. In that forest, I saw a man sitting under a tree, having a needle. You know needle, we stitch clothes, small needle, in a small eye. So that man, in that small eye of the needle, was putting an elephant. And the elephant passed. In the small hole, the elephant passed. But the tail got stuck, not going inside. How is that possible? Arjun said, I don't know. Ask Bhim. He knows everything. His big brother. So he went to Bhim and said, I want to urgently meet Maharaj. He said, Maharaj is busy, can't meet. He said, I have an important question to ask. He said, ask me. He said, when I was coming here, I crossed a village, and outside the village, I saw a small, thin boy, very thin, skinny boy, 6-7 year old, small, having a thin thread, very thin thread, can be broken very easily. That thin boy, weak person, with a thin thread, he tied his thread to a mountain and pushed, and the mountain moved. How can a thin boy with a thin thread, pull and the mountain will move? Bhim was surprised. Bhim knows power means what, strength means what. A small boy with a thin thread cannot pull mountain. He said, I don't know. So all the four brothers started talking. Such a weird question he is asking. So they all went to Yudhishthira Maharaj. He said, Maharaj, emergency. He said, what happened? He said, one person has come. He is asking so weird questions. Please come immediately. So Maharaj came in the waiting room. The person was not there. Disappeared. Invisible. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, where is the guest? He said, he was here. They started searching, not available. So he said, there is nobody here. Then they said, he came, he was asking questions like we couldn't answer. He said, what? Then all the four brothers told their questions. Immediately Yudhishthira ran out of the place. Catch him, catch him, catch him. All the soldiers, whom to catch? He said, catch him, catch him. But there's nobody to catch. Bhimsen said, Maharaj, what happened? Whom do we catch? He said, Kali. Catch Kali. He said, catch Kali? Where is Kali? He said, that person who asked you these questions is Kali. He said, how do you know? You never saw him. He said, because of questions. He said, what is the answer? Yudhishthira Maharaj answered. Very intelligent person. Sahadev's question he answered. What was Sahadev's question? Remember? Yeah, scarecrow in the field eating rice. Yudhishthira Maharaj said the first characteristic of Kali Yuga is one who is supposed to protect himself will be a thief. Rakshak is bhakshak. Right? Generally, one who is on security, he may only end up stealing. That is Kali Yuga. And the biggest example of this is a mother who does abortion. The child, the helpless, defenseless child comes in the womb of the mother. Why? To get protection. God sends, Krishna sends the child in the womb of the mother thinking what? She will love, she will care, she will grow. The child is most protected in the womb. Outside he requires ICU. No, NICU. as soon as from out of the womb, as soon as the child comes out of the womb, how many items are required? It's a big product, baby products. Everything is baby powder, baby shampoo, baby towel, baby soap, Johnson, this, that, everything is required. Inside womb, nothing required. It's everything. You see this? You see the difference? Inside womb, baby powder not required, baby nappy not required, diapers not required, nothing required, everything taken care. Outside, oh my God, big mall is there. So inside the child is completely safe and protected, no problem. Why? Because mother's body is such, mother's love is such. But Kali Yuga, mothers also kill child. Mothers go to doctor and say, medical termination of pregnancy. Aray, why don't you call it murder directly? If the child comes outside and somebody kills, it will be called murder? One day before, if it's inside, it will be called medical termination of pregnancy. Such a nice name they give so that you don't feel guilty. But actually it's murder, it's killing a child. So this is Kali Yuga. The scarecrow is eating the rice. One who is supposed to protect, he kills. Sahadev was pleased. Nakul said, my question. What was Nakul's question? One lady, she filled the one full pot, emptied, four small pots filled, four pots, didn't fill the first pot. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, in Kali Yuga there will be such families where there will be one father having four children with one salary, with one income, he will take care of four children, make them grow, educate, marry, but they with four incomes will not take care of the one father. And that's, Kali Yuga has just started. It's already happening. People find it difficult to take care of their parents. Or your parent take care of you, gave you education, made you marry, and not you only, your brother and sisters also, with one salary, managed. In one house. Now you have four houses, four salaries, four cars, but you cannot manage one old parent. They say, dear father, 2 months you stay with me, 2 months with him, 2 months with him, 2 months with him, 2 months Tirthyatra. Go for Tirthyatra, I will pay for it. This is Kali Yuga. They'll keep a dog, no problem, but can't keep parents. If the dog is unwell, take him to the hospital. If dog is well, take him to the parlor. The parents don't even phone and ask, how are you? Are you well? Kali Yuga. So Nakul said, yes, correct. Then Arjun said, my question. What is Arjuna's question? Small hole, elephant pass, but the tail didn't pass. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, in Kali Yuga there will be such countries where the government laws will be such that if you do a big crime, you will pass. For a small crime, you will get stuck. If you do murder, you do rape, you do 3,000 crore rupees gotala, you will be crossed. But if you don't put a seat belt or a seat on the belt, you will be fine. So big crime, big elephant, pass. Tail got stuck. Some governments will be like that. You know, I stay in Bombay. So in Bombay now they have made a new system. On the roads they have a big TV or TV display. And they write, today 1700 drunk drivers were caught. Their license were suspended. But I have never read, today 2 murderers were caught, 3 rapists were caught, a few politicians anyway. So, doesn't happen. So big elephant, pass. Small scale, got that's Kali Yuga. So Arjuna was satisfied. Then Bhim said, my question. What is Bhim's question?
Thin thread,
big mountain, he pulled and it moved. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, Kali Yuga will have one good quality. Kali Yuga will have one good quality. If you have a thin mala like this, and you are a very thin person, no problem. With this thin mala, with very less strength of your muscles, you can move a big mountain of sins in your heart by just chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is one good thing in Kali Yuga. Intentionally or unintentionally, we do lots of sinful activities. We have a lot of mountain of dirt in our heart. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, envy. And even if we don't want, we kill ants or insects or microbes or germs or hurt somebody by our behavior or words. So all these sins are accumulated in our heart for so many millions of births, millions of years. But just by a simple mala, mala is just a symbolic, but by chanting Hare Krishna Mala Mantra, the holy name of God, we can eradicate our mountain of dirt. This is one good quality in Kali Yuga. So our real dharma in Kali Yuga is to chant the holy name of Krishna. And this is very easy process. In Satyuga, people will go in the forest, do meditation. That's not possible now. How many of us can do that? No peace. Even if you go in the forest, your mobile will ring. No peace. Later in Treta Yuga, people will do yajna. They will chant mantras, fire sacrifice, swaha, pour pure ghee. But now how many can chant pure mantras, get pure ghee and pour it in fire? Neighbors will complain like anything. Dwapar Yuga, then become pujaris, do big, big puja. Tirupati Balaji temple is there, Jagannath Puri temple is there, Sri Rangam temple is there, even ISKCON temples and other temples are there. But how many of us can become pujaris? And they cannot follow all the principles. Difficult, requires lots of time and power, money. So in Kali Yuga, we get the result of meditation, yajna, puja, jnana, everything, just by simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There are no rules. The name, holy name of Krishna and Krishna, these two are one. There is no difference. This is a special power in the holy name. If I want water and I sit here and say water, 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 will my thirst go away? No, I will become more thirsty. Because the water object and the water name is different. No connection. It's only for our language purpose we have made. One-to-one correspondence. If I say mango, 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 will I feel something sweet? No, if I say dollar, 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 will my pocket get full? No, because the mango fruit and the mango name, these two are different. But when I say Krishna, 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 I directly come in contact with Krishna. Why? Because Krishna name and Krishna person, these two are one. So when we say Krishna, we come in contact with Krishna. And by coming in contact with Krishna who is pure, our heart becomes pure. So this is the Kali Yuga Dharma, Yuga Dharma, Dharma of this age, rule of this age. Our Dharma, our relationship with Krishna is that of a servant, loving servant. And we start executing our service to Krishna by chanting His name. We have forgotten that we are servant of Krishna. We are sleeping. So by chanting Hare Krishna, we hear from our ears, it goes into the heart and we wake up that yes, I have forgotten my relationship with Krishna. I am servant of Krishna. So in Kali Yuga, this is the way to start our bhakti. So we should always chant the holy name of Krishna. Nothing else is as important in Kali Yuga. We have other duties to perform. We have ambitions to achieve. Somebody wants to become wealthy, somebody wants to have a good career, somebody wants good education. But we should keep Naam, holy name, Harinam as top priority. It is very nice we assemble like this. We chant the holy name of Krishna together. We sing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Or we at home we sit and chant Japa. We chant and hear regularly. Read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Worship the Lord. And in that way, we progress in our spiritual life, we progress in our dharmic life, and finally we attain our goal, which is to love Krishna. So we should do that. Okay? That is our only request. We'll let him
Thank you very much. Harinam Sankirtan ki
jai.
Shrila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Grace Gopalesh Shubhaprabhu ki
jai.
Prabhuji is from Juhu ISKCON temple. He's graced us. He's got another program actually in 7:15 by Shrine. But thank you for being here and give us a wonderful class. And we're blessed to have your association.
Thank you. I'm getting late. Generally we have question answers, but I'm getting late. So hope to meet you again. So today is also, if I'm alone, today is also birthday celebration of Deepa Prabhu's son, Krishna Uday Ji. So we request you to bless the boy so that he also becomes a nice devotee of Krishna. Okay. Where is he? Is he around?
Krishna is there.
Typical.
He's a mister.
Krishna, this is for you. No problem. All the best. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'll take your leave.
Prabhuji will leave and we'll chant Nama as a send off and appreciation for him.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.